Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf, known Pesachim 50, and because our Gemara has been discussing Jerusalem, and the Gemara was explaining what are the outer limits of Jerusalem, and at what point a person is going to be considered in violation if they take meat outside of Jerusalem, the Gemara moves into a different discussion of several verses that talk about prophecy of Zechariah, and in them are mentioned that God is going to eventually expand the borders of Jerusalem. So says the Gemara with reference to the prophecy of Zechariah in the end of days, it says, Vayob Bayomahu, on that day, on the day of Gog and Magog, fighting about Jerusalem, Lo ye or Yikarot V'kipaon. There will not be or Yikarot V'kipaon. The way the Mitzudas David explains this verse, it means, and that on that day there will not be light and there will not be darkness, meaning to say the Jewish people will be very confused in what they see, and they won't be able to distinguish if this period is preparation for the salvation or for the destruction, God forbid. But the Gemara says, Ma yikarot v'kipaon, what does it mean, says the Gemara. So says Rabbi Elazar, Zeor, that when it says yikarot, this refers to the light of the sun, sheyakar ba'olam hazeh, that when it shines in this world and its light is great, v'kapoi lo'olam haba, but it will be light in the world to come, because in the world to come there will be much greater light than this world. Meaning to say there'll be much greater light than the sun. And the intent of this verse is to say that on the day of Gog, that the day that Gog comes to Jerusalem, the light of the sun will no longer be considered precious in this world, but there will be a much greater light. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan gives a different explanation about what does Yikarot V'kipaon mean. It means Eilu Negaim V'Olos. This refers to the laws of Negaim, of what is considered Sarat V'Olot, and the stringencies. She Yikaron Hein Bo'am Azeh, that there are a lot of people don't really understand these difficult laws of Negaim and Olot in this world. V'Kipuyin Hein Lo'am Haba, but in the world to come, everybody's going to understand these laws. Even these laws are very esoteric, very difficult to understand in this world, but in the world to come, they'll be very clear and people will understand them. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Eilu b'nei Adam, that what does it mean by this verse? It refers to the wealthy people, sheyikaron hein b'olam hazeh, that these people are going to be considered distinguished. And it doesn't just mean somebody who's wealthy, it means somebody who's an empty person, that he's distinguished because all he has is wealth. He doesn't have fear of God. He doesn't have Torah scholarship. That this person in the world, in this world, this person is honored and distinguished. In the world to come, this person will not be considered that. He's going to be overshadowed by the people who are honored, who are different than him. And this is similar to the case of Kihad, Rabbi Yosef, Pared, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mar tells an incident about Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chalash v'snagid, that he became sick and he almost died. They thought he had died. So he had like a near-death experience. And Kihadar, when he came back to life, Amrle Avua, so his father said to him, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said to him, My Chazis, what did you see when you were in the world to come, when you had this near-death experience? Amrle, he said, Olam hafuch ra'isi. He said, I saw an opposite world. El yonim l'mata v'tachtonim l'mali. He saw the world above, and I saw that the people who were considered above in this world, who were distinguished and honored and people valued them, that in the next world that they were the people who were looked down upon. V'tachtonim, and the people who were considered to be poor in this world and people don't give them any attention, in the world to come, they are l'mala, they're above. That's what it means. Olam hafuch ra'isi, that I saw an opposite world. So says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'ni, my son, olam barur ra'isa. You didn't see an opposite world. You saw the true world. You saw the world the way it's supposed to be. That's the olam ha'emes, that's the world of the truth. It's interesting to note that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Gemara tells us in Ksuva 66b that he is the one who jumped into the Garden of Eden. So he knew it. He saw the world to come. He saw what was going on beyond it. He was the only one who jumped in there alive. So he was testing his son to see if his son had really seen it. So when he says, Olam Barur Ra'isa, he's really speaking in a true manner, because he said, I know what you saw, and what you saw is the truth. So he says, V'anan Heicha Hasam. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says to him, Us Torah scholars, what do we look like over there? So he says, Ki hecha de isu anan, hacha, hachi as isinan. Awesome. He says, just like we're considered to be honored over here, so too over there, we're going to be considered the same manner. Just like we're honored here, so too we're there. So Rav Yosef responds that he says, V'shamati shahayu omrim ashrei mi shebalakan v'tamudo biyado. He says, fortunate is the one who comes to this world to come with his Torah studies in his hand, that he knows his Torah studies by heart. That means to say he has his scholarship with him. So fortunate is that person. And he continues and says, "Shayu omrim haruge malchus ein adam yachol amod b'mechitzas." And he said, "The people who were executed, who died al kiddush Hashem, nobody could stand with them. They're in the highest level. They're the best. They're considered to be the most distinguished." And maninu. So who are these people? Ilema Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav. If you want to say it's Rabbi Akiva and his friends who were killed, they're not just considered special because they were died al kiddush Hashem executed. So it must be el aruge wood to the people, to refers to Lulinus and Pupus who are described in Baba Basra as well, who were brothers who were killed by Tyrannius the Rosh and Lud. That those people they were the ones who were distinguished because they were killed at Kiddush Hashem, and they willingly accepted this service in service of Hashem, and nobody could stand in their presence in the world to come. That's how special they are.